Hello again, welcome back to Lulu's Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到露露的小酒馆。Busy, busy Monday. Are you still at work? Or are you stuck in traffic? When you're stuck in traffic, especially when you're with your kids, or when you're taking a long road trip with your kids, what do you do to pass time?
大家如果带孩子坐长途旅行或者是堵在路上了，会做什么打发时间呢？
In English-speaking countries, if you're traveling with kids, you get stuck, or you're on a very long trip, the kids will probably start to sing a song to pass time. And it goes something like this.
99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around, 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
Did you get it? It says 99 bottles of beer on the wall.Take one down, pass it around, 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
非常简单的歌词，99瓶啤酒挂在墙上，拿下来一瓶就变成了98瓶。
The beauty of this song is that it goes on forever. Because after 98, it's 97, it goes
98 bottles of beer on the wall, 98 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around.97 bottles of beer on the wall.
And it goes on and on from 99 bottles of beer to zero. So kids sometimes do this to pass time on a long car journey. Have I told you another trick on how to pass time in traffic? Or have I just done something really bad? And the reason why I mentioned this, yes, you're right. The topic of today's episode and also a couple of episodes in the near future will be numbers.We're back to the basics. We're going to talk about numbers.
从今天开始呢，露露会在后面做一个小的系列，可能会有两三集的样子。这几集的关键词就是 numbers.
I noticed something with people, no matter how advanced you are as a language learner, when you're counting, you generally tend to count in your own mother tongue, in your native language.
即使外语学得再好，数数一般的人都会回到母语。
You want a challenge? Quick, tell me your cell phone number in English. If you have to think, that proves my point.
我记得原来在学校里做同传训练的时候最讨厌的就是数字。
But numbers can be fascinating because in each number hides a lot of stories and lots of interesting expressions that you can use in everyday life. So let's start from some of the basics. Today, we're only going to talk aboutHalf and one, and you will be amazed at how much I can tell you about these numbers. First of all, let's look at 0.5, or half. We start with some prefixes. Prefixes 是前缀，我相信大家都听说过。Knowing all the prefixes, you will be able to guess the meaning of words that you don't even know. With half, we have two common prefixes. The first one is,Semi
是表示半个的这个前缀。
Very common words would be semicircle. You know a circle? And semicircle is half of a circle. And think about sports. You have final and you have semifinal.
半决赛叫做 semifinal.
The other prefix for half is hemi. If semi is more...2D, then hemi is more 3D, three-dimensional. For example, the Earth, we talk about hemisphere,
半球.
We are living in the northern hemisphere. In the same way, our brain, we have left and right hemisphere of the brain.
大脑也会分为左右半球.
Talking about the word half itself,I'll share with you two very interesting expressions. The first one is my better half. Better half. When you introduce someone as your better half, you are introducing your wife or your husband, your life partner. The reason why you say half is we believe they complete us. The reason we call them better half is jokingly saying that they are better than us.
我的更好的另一半。My husband or my wife.
So you can say, this is my better half. It will surely make them happy. The other common expression with half is, When you're paying the bill, you can say, let's go halves on this. To go halves on something with someone means you're paying half of the bill. For instance, after dinner, your friend wants to pay the bill, and you can say, no, I can't let you pay. Let's go halves. Let's go halves on dinner. We will each pay half.
那这里呢，露露要给大家分享一个学习 expressions 的一个好办法。
A fun way to learn expressions and to put expressions into use. So every time you learn these expressions, you can try to put all the expressions you've learned together to make a mini story.
拿这些刚学到的 expressions 来做一个小故事。
So for instance, I can say, even though he's my better half, I would still like to go halves on dinner. Of course, you can make your own versions of the story. Moving on from half to one. Again, we start with prefix. Common prefixes for one would be mono and uni. Mono, M-O-N-O, perhaps the one that you see very often is...A game called Monopoly. Monopoly.
大富翁的游戏也叫 Monopoly.
Monopoly originally means 垄断. So one person controls everything in the industry. And this comes from mono and poly. Mono means one or the only one. So it means the only person who has the right to sell. Monopoly. The other commonly seenwords with mono is the word monogamy or monogamous as the adjective. Monogamy means one man and one woman.
一夫一妻制或者单一配偶制。
In today's context, when we say, are you monogamous? Meaning, are you only with one person? Or are you seeing someone on the side?
是不是忠贞对一个人这个叫做 monogamous?
And then with uni,There are so many words with uni. Think of, if you work for a certain company, or you're a student, then you probably need to wear uniform.
制服叫做 uniform.
If you think about it, uniform, one form. Everyone looks the same, wearing the same clothes. And the other word you see very often these days is the word unicorn. Unicorn. Uni means one. Corn used to mean horn.
Corn 原来有角的意思 so unicorn is 独角兽
It's a mythical animal, but lately we see a lot of unicorns in business world.
独角兽公司这是风投的一个术语很多人可能听到过那就是估值超过$10 million的创业公司
A unicorn is a startup company valued at over $1 billion. Many of these unicorns you probably heard of like Uber or AirbnbAnd the Chinese companies like Xiaomi or Didi, they're all unicorns. The other commonly seen uni is unisex. If you buy a sweater that says unisex, that means it can be worn by men and women. Unisex
是中性男女通用的。
We also see unisex bathroom in some bars or restaurants. Now let's look at some of the idioms with the word one. First of all,To describe someone who is very unique, you can say one of a kind. One of a kind. They're very different from other people. You are one of a kind.
你非常特别，独一无二。
If something goes back to the original stage,
一切回到原点的话
we can say back to square one. Think of the board game you played when you were little. You start...at square one. That's why the expression back to square one means everything starts from the beginning. For instance, my application was rejected. So back to square one again.
被拒了，一切打回原点，从零开始。
The last expression we're going to look at today is one of those things. One of those things. We use the word one of those things,to talk about things that will happen in life you don't want them to happen, but they happen anyway. It's a little bit like
人生不如意事常八九
When bad things happen, we shrug and we say, well, what you gonna do? It's just one of those things. Again, we play that game. We try to put one of a kind back to square one and one of those things into one story. Can you do that? I would say, even though I think I'm one of a kind, I still got rejected. Now it's back to square one again. Well, it's just one of those things. If you want to know more stories and expressions and fun facts about other numbers, tune in for the following episodes. 如果大家意犹未尽还想听到其他的数字的话不要忘记关注更新哦。A little homework for you to do. And try to make your own mini story with the expressions you have learned today. If you like my show, don't forget to follow and subscribe. And feel free to share my program with your friends. I'll see you next time. Bye.